New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist
Lisa Davis.
Hello, everybody. Well, at Naturally Savvy Radio, we have the benefit and the honor to speak to a lot of people, and some of those people are Naturally Savvy partners. And today we are going to speak to Cindy Bigelow, my favorite tea company, because I love tea. And for those of you who have been to naturallysavvy.com, you see we talk about Bigelow a lot. And what's super exciting is that they just launched a brand new line called Benefits Teas. And Cindy, they are so delicious. And I'm so excited to have you on the show today because I would love you to tell everybody what the line represents and why you developed it.
Yeah, it's called Bigelow Benefits. And it is a great line and doing extremely well, being very, very well received. And, it was tea is good for you anyway, as you know, because you're such a big fan of it. And, we just wanted to design a tea that sort of went to the next level. So, Yes, tea is great for you, but could we design teas that were very much catered towards specific concerns of the population? So we sat down and we identified seven basic areas that we knew were big, big topics. Like for me, there's so many women that I talk to that have sleep issues. So many. So, we have a very popular tea called Sweet Dreams, and it's delicious. But this was sort of taking the idea of a Sweet Dreams to the next level. So we sort of brainstormed and realized sleep was a critical, critical one, sort of that detoxing and keeping your body clean is another major conversation, and in dealing with the flus and the bacteria, the flus and the viruses, trying to stay well. So we had these seven different topics, and then we said, okay, we've got the topics that we know are very, very, very important and a part of today's relevant conversations. How do we then design ingredients to support that, but with the whole Bigelow element of it has to taste delicious? Because there are so many teas that are out there, competition is fierce, and we feel that a lot of the teas might have a nice smell, a nice name, good ingredients, but they don't deliver on the flavor. So the final piece was we had to deliver on delicious, delicious teas. So we just launched Bigelow Benefits, maybe 60, 90 days ago. It's just starting to hit on the shelves, and the reaction has been fantastic. So our chamomile lavender, which is our sleep, has just, multiple ingredients in it as well to really just help the person get to a better place of sleep. None of these things are drugs, that's for sure, but they're safe, which I think is important. There's a lot of ingredients out there that your body gets dependent on, and that's not any of these. So they're safe, they're delicious, and they really satisfy people's concerns in certain areas of health. So it's been great. I love them.
Well, first of all, that's amazing that you love it. And for those of you who are listening, I'm talking to Cindy Bigelow, who runs Bigelow Tea. So that's why it's very exciting that we're in conversation today. And, Cindy, what's interesting, and I have to tell you, I love them all. I love them all. I've tried them. But my absolute favorite that I can't get enough of is Balance. And the reason I love Balance is because it helps to balance blood sugar. So it has ingredients like cinnamon, which we know is research shows that it helps to balance blood sugar, and it has, blueberry, and has fennel and rose hips and apples. I love the fact that you took, like you said, you took common issues that people are suffering from, and you created these teas to help give another avenue. So people go out and they have, if they're on medication or if they're on supplements or whatever it is they're on, this is, I guess we would refer to it as a functional beverage, right? Is that kind of how we're looking at it?
I would definitely say they are functional. They're not, again, for us it was critical because there's a lot of teas out there that if you start consuming them, your body's going to become dependent on them for things that you just don't want. Or they're in combination with other ingredients that you might be taking or medicines that you might be taking also makes it a concern. So the right. Lovely ingredients that you just read off in our Sugar Balance line, the line was designed so you could have 3, 4, 5, 6 cups a day, no dependence, but at the same time really does supplement that healthy lifestyle.
All right, so I'm going to mention what the names are because I think they're pretty cool. So you've got Calm Stomach. So for people who have issues with their stomach, is it a digestion tea? So tell us, I'll go through each one because I think it's great to actually go through the different types of tea so people know which one is one that they would want to try, right, which is good for them.
Well, the calm stomach is a very, very important one and is probably one of the most popular. And that was designed because I got acid reflux. Well, during a very stressful period in my life, I got acid reflux, and I had to change my entire diet, and I had to really put in certain ingredients that were, you know, really, you know, important to help calm that stomach. So that's where that one really came from. It, since then, and I can't say it's due to my calm stomach, the tea that I've been drinking a lot of, you know, I did change my diet. I did reduce the stress in certain areas. And so luckily for me, acid reflux is not an issue. But at the same time, I know I never want to have that again. So I love that one. And I think it, as I said, I think it really resonates with the consumers because they have the same issue. I mean, acid reflux is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Very big deal. And for those, again, for those of you who are listening, a lot of the time that we do get acid reflux is because we don't have enough acid in our stomach. So just an FYI, I mean, I think it's an interesting little tidbit for people who think that they have too much, but it's actually too little. So some of the ingredients that you have in here, Cindy, are like peppermint and ginger and licorice root and fennel and marshmallow root. I mean, these are ingredients that help to, you know, calm that stomach, which I think is fantastic. I love that. You know, I love the name. I thought it was great. So, all right, next one, sleep, like you mentioned, and I mentioned quickly, you know, some of the ingredients you have in there, but one of the ingredients as well is passion flower. And I love that you have passion flower in there because for people who do have trouble sleeping, tell us a little bit what passion flower can help when you go to sleep, what it helps to do to our body.
Well, it is the essential oils in something like a passion fruit that actually has a reaction in the body. And so you want to get those herbs that over, you know, centuries that actually will, and that's important, you protect those essential oils. Because if those dry out, then the active ingredient in these herbs are of no value to you. So I know people like to maybe have their loose tea in a container. Well, that's going to dry out. It's going to dry out the essential oils. And the reason why we put all of ours in foil is because the only way we have to create like a vault to keep those essential oils in and to keep those ingredients from drying out. So passion was used exactly for that reason because, you know, that's one of the ingredients that literally has the effect of relaxing your body. So we worked with basically an herb company that does a lot in the pharmaceutical industry. So they have very, very high-grade herbs, very carefully protected in terms of from growing on. And we worked with them on the recipes that had the right ingredients, but also, as you know from this particular one, it tastes so good.
So good. Oh my gosh, so good. Okay, so the next one is Stay Well, and I love this one because it has echinacea and lemongrass. I mean, peppermint again. You got that licorice root, sage, which is so good. Elderflower. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about this one. I mean, echinacea we know is great for our immune system.
Exactly.
So this is great if you're like basically feeling under the weather or just proper maintenance.
You know, for me, again, this one is something that you can really drink. I think it's going to, you know, kind of kick it into gear. Certain flu season months, people are going to want to drink more of that. But it is something that, in general, it's a good thing to keep, just to keep your immune system strong. So, again, that was the ingredients that were chosen. We're built to help your immune system stay strong. Now, nothing is going to counter if you're doing things that are weakening your immune system. So taking something like Stay Well is also important that you're making sure you're also getting the proper amount of rest, that you also have a good diet. So it is a supplement to a healthy lifestyle, but definitely those ingredients are help to keep that immune system where it needs to be to fight off these viruses that are so strong. I don't know if you noticed that this year, but some of the viruses that came out were literally lasting for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah, they were hard to get at for sure. So, you know, I guess when you're speaking, Cindy, one of the questions that come to mind for me is how many cups a day do we need in order to reap the functional beverage?
Well, benefits? You know, again, I don't think there's a set level, like, you know, 3 cups a day. Like if you have our lemon ginger with probiotic, 3 cups a day is all you need to have to start kicking it into gear because probiotics have a set number that you need to have in order to, you know, activate. I think in general for me, these are, so for example, sleep. I would not say you need to be drinking sleep all day long, but I would be saying at the end of the night, you know, after dinner, you want 1 or 2 cups to help put you into that relaxed state before you go to sleep. So for me, the Radiate Beauty one, which we haven't talked about yet, happens to be one of my favorite. And I might drink 3 or 4 cups because it's just good for you, good for your blood system, good for your, you know, the artery flow. So it's, you know, they all vary.
So let's talk about Radiate.
You can have, they're built like the Refresh, especially ones that say detox. You have to be so careful of teas that say detox. Because they really do have ingredients that are very, very strong and not necessarily smart to be doing a large amount of. So our Refresh line with the matcha, the turmeric, the chili, again, it's built. You could have 3-4 cups of it a day, and it definitely is going to be good for you. Is it going to detox you from everything that you have in your body that's not appropriate? No, that's not happening. But it's safe to have those 3 or 4 cups to enjoy it. You don't have to worry.
All right, so let's talk about Radiate Beauty for a second. So some of the ingredients in that product is hibiscus. I mean, I just love the ingredients. I mean, that's why I'm so fascinated with the tea. So you've got the hibiscus, you've got the elderberries, the acerola juice, you've got the licorice root, the aloe vera juice. I mean, tell us about some of the ingredients, why you use these specific ingredients in this product.
Yeah, well, you know, the aloe vera, I think, we also tried to use ingredients, like you mentioned, the aloe vera and the blueberry, because people are aware of them. They know what they're drinking when they're drinking these products. But they also know the long-term, you know, sort of historical benefit of these ingredients as well. So, you know, again, first it was the idea of, you know, what can we do from sort of a skin refresh, keeping your body at its peak in terms of, let's say, radiance, whatever you want to define that as. And then we worked with this pharmaceutical house to say, the herb house in Europe, and we said, what are the best ingredients that we can put together for that? And what are ones that we feel comfortable using, that there's not a build-up situation, a dependency situation, right, but also can resonate. And, you know, hearing you, the first thing you're saying is, I love these ingredients because you know they're safe. You know the name. You know, that's important to you. You don't want to have ingredients on there that you're like, what is that one and what does that do? So we definitely went with what we knew were ingredients that have age-old history behind them in terms of being good for you.
I want to talk about the other two, because, and I'm going to save the one that I know is delicious for last. So we're going to hold on to that. They're all delicious, but I mean, I know everybody's going to be like, oh, what is she talking about? All right, so you mentioned the turmeric. So this was very interesting. So you have a tea that has the turmeric, the chili, the matcha. This is called Refresh. So the matcha tea we know gives you energy. The turmeric we know is anti-inflammatory. I mean, tell us again. I'm going to read the ingredients. So you've got the green tea. So here we've got the green tea for that helps to speed up our metabolism as well. We've got the rosemary. You've got fennel, matcha green tea, which is so in now. I love that you use matcha green tea because it's so good for us. It has so many antioxidants and other benefits. You've got chili powder.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yeah, well, you're familiar. I mean, many people, I have not, but I mean, many people have talked about going on this diet to purge their body, and they have a lot of hot chili and chili, et cetera. So, I mean, we wanted to use chili. It's not going to be so hot that you can't drink the product, but we also knew that people really recognize that as an ingredient that a lot of people go on diets to consume to help, you know, sort of purge their body. So, yeah, it was really fun designing it because there were so many fun ingredients to use. But at the same time, for me, Andrea, I'm thinking, how do I combine them in a way that resonates with the tea drinker, right? So, you know, what are the ingredients that you can put together? What's the order of which you put them together so that people can say, okay, yes, that is a really cool combination. So, for example, the turmeric, that's a really in ingredient right now. All right, everybody's consuming turmeric.
So in, yeah.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I didn't want a tea that just tasted like turmeric. Like, that just wasn't going to work for me. So it definitely, you can taste the turmeric in it, but you needed to then use other ingredients that could carry that good flavor. You know, that was... That's so important for us. Because, again, when we started the conversation, how was it done, right? First was the concept of what are the 7 things that we want to really reach out and help the consumer address. Next was how do we find what are the right ingredients that are safe, that people understand. And then the last element is how do we make it taste really, really good.
Really
and that's
good,
why
yeah.
these ingredients were built from there.
All right, we're going to talk about the last one. We have about a minute left. The last one is made with chocolate and almond, and it's called Good Mood. I mean, really, chocolate tea, come on, hello, delicious. All right, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, then... that was based on, and I'm not here to say, again, it's going to impact depression, but we had a a pretty renowned naturopath come in and start this conversation off with us when we were identifying what were the seven kind of key triggers we were looking at. And we looked about what's happening in our country in terms of issues where drugs being used, and the increase in depression was pretty significant. Like, it was one of the top issues that we're facing as a country now, and it's only growing. So this one, and again, I am not here to tell you that RT is to impact, you know, depression, but we also knew that mood and feeling good is a concern. So how did we build something to sort of help that category? Again, it's not a medicine. So that's really where it came from, is the huge increase in drugs that are being used and people having to deal with, you know, depression, not feeling good, feeling lost. And that was really the premise behind it. Then, of course, it was using delicious ingredients that will put you emotionally in a good place. And so, and also with the antioxidants and the health benefit, everyone knows almond and chocolate and how good that is for you. So,
so
yeah,
yummy.
This was built to be really good for your body with ingredients that, you know, people were comfortable with, but at the same time would help really kind of put you in sort of that even keel mood when you were drinking it.
I love it. Well, Cindy, this is so informative. And I mean, I love finding about new products, and I'm so happy that we are working with you to get the word out. And where can people find out more information if they want to learn more about the benefits line tea and about Bigelow in general?
Oh, well, I think it's great. I think you can definitely go online. It lists it. Like, I'm looking right now, you know, online at our Good Mood Tea, and it lists them all out. It's got the cocoa powder and lemon balm and also the passion flower, licorice. And so you can get all the details of that right online, and a little bit about the inspiration behind where the line came from. So our website, BigelowTea.com, has tons of information on the line. And as I said, it's just rolling out now where you can find it in stores, but you can always, you know, buy it from Bigelow as well. But it's we're excited about it. We're really excited.
Yay. And thank you so much for being a Naturally Savvy radio sponsor and sponsoring our radio show this month. We are so appreciative. And we're excited.
I love your conversations. Well, you bring really good information out to your listeners. It's really important that people have somewhere to turn, that they can really get good information that's just so good for their everyday living. And that's why people listen to you.
Well, thank you, Cindy. And thank you for doing everything you do and making delicious, amazing, good-for-you tea. So I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. Thank you. You're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. And don't forget to visit BigelowTea.com to get more information. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.